inspired by the orishas and traditions of candomblé. Details about this Afro-Brazilian celebration in D.C. featuring Ileaye at educarteinc.org, educarteinc.org, or 202-450-8541.
Hello, I'm Dr. E. Faye Williams, National Chair of the National Congress of Black Women. And you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
In the church, two queer folks got the call and came together. I'm Daffo the Flower with the God Glow Up.
I'm Jay Barber, everybody's uncle and father. We're here offering a sanctuary for queer folks. Here, we believe God is for everybody. This is the Fellowship Hall on Inside Out. The Inside Out Collective is one of the only LGBTQIA-focused shows on the terrestrial radio. It illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA plus experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. We thank you for continuing to support WPFW, where the truth is told and the community is supported. We have no corporate sponsors. All we have is you, the people, and we're grateful for that. On today's episode of the Fellowship Hall, we're talking about Black August. It is a bit mind-blowing to be in the midst of this Sankofa moment here in D.C. The National Guard is currently present in Washington, D.C., to support federal and local law enforcement in addressing what Trump has declared a crime emergency. This deployment follows Trump's orders to federalize the city's police force and activate National Guard troops to quell what he perceives as out of control violent crime. It is ironic that this is definitely not what the FBI has said, because they have pointed out that crime in DC is down 30%. So we're gonna run some clips, discuss some Black liberation, play some good gospel songs, and talk about Black August. And of course, we also are going to include the LGBTQIA good folks of Washington, D.C. If you want to join the convo, give us a call at 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. What's new with you, Daffo?
What's up, Jay? You know, it's wild times in the city, you hear me? But other than that, you know, went back to work on last Wednesday. No students yet, of course. We all know they go back on the 25th. But the vibe has been really good at the workplace. We got a lot of new leadership. You know, we had a mandatory fun day, played some pickleball, got aches and pains where I didn't know that I could get aches and pains, you know? So I'm grateful, man. Just out here trying to keep my head, keep my head focused on gratitude and action and protection for our youth and just our DC citizens, and try not to be bitter and try not to feel helpless and try not to be stagnant, you know, just definitely trying to keep my head all the while, be active in fighting the powers that be. So I'm trying to navigate that, you know, and not be anxious or not be hateful or just not be hard on myself or, you know, all of that type of stuff. I'm just trying to figure out the best way in which I can support our citizens of DC, young, old, black, brown. Yeah, like what is we gonna do? What is we gonna do? Okay.
I know it's not lost on me that all of this is happening during the month of August. And so we're gonna get into some of that as we go through the show.
Absolutely. How you been? How you been?
I've been good. Just starting back, you know.
Yeah. Today was y'all's first day back.
Today.
How'd that go?
It was good. It was really good. Quite a regular, I guess, but also in the background is everything that's going on and happening in DC, and wondering how to do this work with, you know, the headlines. They're coming up. A lot of students don't feel safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, and it's like the timing of this is crazy. Like, school is about to start. We, you know, Title I school, a lot of our students come from east of the river. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just being around the city, if you're not in an affluent area, you know, you're subject to ridicule and provocation and stopping, not stopping frisks, but stopping bother. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I'm I am praying for our youth who have to come across town or just be out and go to school when there are armed, you know, police officers everywhere, National Guard, federal agents, ICE, you know, it's a lot of obstacles anyway, but then we have a whole nother list of hurdles and obstacles for them to come through just to get their education because of Trump was lying behind, you know, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because he wants to lie. And that's nothing new. His lies are nothing new.
They keep the optics, you know, the optics, the pictures. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's like some lawless place. Like, get out of here. It's a city. Every city has their issues, but you are safe in DC. And I know people are believing the hype. The White House is coming out with these little promos. They ransacked, knocked on the sandwich guy's door. Dunn, I think his name is. They knocked on his door and took him in. They were trying to charge that man with a felony, but thank God for the judge who was like, y'all got to chill. Like, what? Chill out, please.
Yeah. And it's like two reactions that are happening with the people here in DC. So you want to name that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go ahead and start with our first clip with a bit of history on what Black August is and the movement. Let's roll clip one.
What is Black August? It's an annual commemoration of the Black liberation struggle that focuses on political prisoners and the prison struggle here in the United States. August itself is a month filled with landmark historical moments in the Black liberation struggle. It was in August 1619 when enslaved Africans were first brought to the United States. And it was in August of 1791 when enslaved Africans launched the Haitian Revolution. But the events that really bound together Black August focused on the prison struggle stem from one very important figure, George Jackson. George Jackson was a field marshal of the Black Panther Party, a prison organizer, and one of the most influential revolutionaries of his lifetime, accomplishing all of this while he was behind bars. In 1961, at just 19 years old, Jackson was convicted on armed robbery charges for stealing $70 and sentenced to a prison term of 1 to life, meaning prison administrators had complete control over the length of his sentence. Despite living under extreme repression, George Jackson's political fire was ignited, and he would become an activist and an inspiration to people inside and outside of the prison walls. Because of his massive influence, prison administrators made it clear they were going to keep Jackson locked up for as long as they could. So he and two other prisoners, known as the Soledad Brothers, were charged with the murder of a prison guard. Because of that, in August of 1970, his 17-year-old brother, Jonathan Jackson, launched a Marin County Courthouse uprising in an effort to get his brother free. Despite his remarkable bravery, Jonathan Jackson was assassinated during the events of that day. And only 1 year later, in August of 1971, George Jackson, too, would be assassinated by prison guards. Black August is an important time to commit ourselves to fighting for the freedom of currently held political prisoners, but it also calls upon us to ask important questions about the prison system as a whole here in the United States. Like, how many George Jacksons do we not know about? How many more people capable of incredible things have had their lives taken from them by this unjust system? A system that would commit a teenager to prison for the rest of his life on petty robbery charges, while the capitalists who have stolen virtually everything from us hardly see any punishment for their crimes. We reject this, but in the spirit of Black August, we do more than just reject this. We commit ourselves, no matter how harsh the conditions or how difficult the reality, to building a new system. Study, fast, train, fight.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is, right?
That's crazy. And I kind of feel like, you know, they're trying to get us on the path, back on that path of just law enforcement lying and giving you all kinds of exorbitant sentences and conspiring against you while you're locked up to set you up and kill you while you're in there. Like, it's a lot of things going on that don't seem to be new. Seems to be a repeating of what used to be, or like, you know, the powers that be want to regress back into where only rich white male landowners had privileges and rights. So it's just a wild time that we're living in.
Which you would think that we have moved beyond that, because that's not the population of the planet. That is not the global outlook. And it kind of seems like regression. If you ask me, you're regressing by still clutching to these outdated systems and models that don't work for the majority of people.
Yeah, it's like a disconnect. Like, you just like, why do you have to take the rights away from someone else for you to feel all powerful? Why do you need to feel all powerful? Why can't everyone have a piece of what is inalienable, and these are inalienable rights, you know? Freedom, justice, the right to live and thrive, breathe clean air, drink clean water, housing. These are things, what, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, all of these things. Like, why does one group feel so inclined to have it all for themselves and oppress those that are different than them? Is beyond me. And it's the story of time. It's the story of time, story of colonizers and empires and things of that nature. So, like,
it has been written about so much by Black professors, Black thought leaders. It is truly amazing that, you know, historically they've answered this over and over again. However, you know, it's like stumbling forward and then stumbling back. So here we are.
Yeah. And it's sad that those voices that that wish to disenfranchise and silence others are so loud, like, or allowed to be so loud. Like, what? What? So yeah, man. Very wild times, but we've been here before and we're going to move forward. But you know, we have a wonderful sermonic selection coming up. When this song came out, when Kirk Franklin came out, he was very revolutionary in the type of music that he made, like contemporary, like, you know, it was rapping and you could dance to it and all the little old time church ladies like, oh no, you can't play, you can't sing praises to God like that. But you can. So we are about to listen.
We did.
Right? And did. Listen to Revolution by Kirk Franklin. Check it out, our sermonic selection number one.
Book of Revelation, uh-huh. Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher, for God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. Come on. What you say? Come on.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Kirk Franklin Revolution. All of it, okay? All of the revolution, okay?
The whole thing.
The whole thing, okay? Yo, well, let's get into it. DC is having its own bit of a revolution this month with Black August and the plight of Black and Brown people. Black August is one of those months that the average person hasn't really heard of, right? And there's a reason for that. Many people don't want the discussion to be had about Black liberation and why none of us are free until we all are free. And it's been, you know, these past, the regression has been real for civil rights and rights for those people of color, marginalized communities, and things of that nature. But in this moment, DC folks are asking the question, is there really a need for the National Guard troops, or is this an attack on Black and Brown folks living in DC? And Jay kind of, you know, spoke to it a little earlier, but the overall violent crime, there's been an overall violent crime reduction. Homicides are down 32%. Robberies are down 39%. Armed carjackings are down 53%. Assaults with dangerous weapons are down 27% when compared with 2023 levels. So, you know, the district is reporting the fewest assaults with dangerous weapons and burglaries in over 30 years. I know Baltimore is having this kind of turnaround too. Shout out to Mayor Brandon. Yeah, but like, it just frustrates me to no end that Trump is allowed to continue to lie and create all of this strife in my hometown, a native here, you know? So here are some reactions to more troops in DC. Hit us with clip number two.
Getting around. It's not like they're protecting anything.
I don't think there should be any kind of accelerated military presence in D.C. at all. They weren't here for January 6th, so why now?
The governor of South Carolina has pledged to send 200 National Guard troops to the district, West Virginia 300 to 400 troops, and Ohio 150 troops. Some folks came to Union Station not to protest the National Guard, but to take pictures and shake hands with them.
This is the first time they got to look in a military Humvee, you know what I'm saying? Just little stuff that they ain't never experienced before.
This man declined to give his name, but said he mentors young people in the district and wanted to educate them about the federal takeover of D.C. police.
With the youth being a scapegoat, and they saying they coming here to clean up the city, they're going to be the ones that's targeted a lot.
This man says after meeting the National Guard, he still wasn't convinced their presence here is needed.
There's not even that many crimes going on in the city right now for them to be this deep out here, messing with everybody for no reason.
But some other district residents tell News 4 they welcome the additional law enforcement.
I think it's a good thing because, you know what I'm saying, it's better for the community and safer for the kids. Stop the violence, you know what I'm saying, hoods, not slugs.
NBC News has learned some of the National Guard troops here in D.C. will be armed with weapons. That's a change from what the policy was just a few days ago when the Army said National Guard members would not be carrying weapons. Amy Cho, News 4.
Yeah, buddy. And that's the thing. Where were they on January 6th? Trump wasn't calling the National Guard on January 6th, where they were trying to overtake the Capitol, you know, assaulting officers and climbing fences and walls like Super Mario Brothers. What in the world?
That good old double standard, right?
That good old double standard.
You pretend like, yeah, you don't see the problems and what y'all issues are. Like, I'm so tired of the double standard and the craziness. Get out of here.
Absolutely. Like, I was screaming out of my window on January 6th, like, do y'all see this? Like, does anybody see what's happening? I was so confused and so upset, and I don't wish violence or harm on anybody, but if somebody is storming the Capitol, where are the defenses? Oh, there are none because they were white. Okay, got it. Got it.
Wow. And it's so stark. Like, the differences are so in your face.
So stark. And then the propaganda or the spin, like, you know, they were protesters or they were patriots. Let's pardon them all. Get them out of jail. They were patriots. They were give me a break, okay? Give me a break. And then Babbitt's, her family, get, like, sued and got, like, millions and millions. Taxpayers gonna be paying for that. That's crazy.
Crazy.
That's crazy. But, you know, it's wild. Somebody was like, yeah, we don't want them here. And somebody was like, yeah, I'm glad. Hugs, not slugs. Sir, okay, I got you. But the way you stop crime is not to increase police or force, you know, is not to increase police presence. But
it really does show how a lot of the population is unaware, right? Or yeah. we're not all getting the same news or learning the same information, which is also, you know, how oftentimes people vote against their own best interests or things that they don't recognize or realize are actually hurting them.
Absolutely. And it's like, you got to look deeper. Like, people aren't just inherently violent. People aren't just inherently I'm a criminal just because I want to be a criminal. People do things because of their circumstances. This is not a pass. But if one area or some parts of the city don't get as much funding, our food deserts have liquor stores everywhere, have been neglected by the city, then what you expect the people to do? You know what I mean? It's not, they're just, it just doesn't happen because they're bad people.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. I feel like, yeah, that is the issue. You are hitting the nail on the head.
Yeah.
We're going to move along. This is our next sermonic selection. One of my great aunts who passed away, my Aunt Molly, favorite song. She loved her some Sam Cooke. So we're going to listen to Change Is Gonna Come.
Yeah.
Now I think
Yeah, Sam Cooke, the change is going to come. Shout out to your auntie, Jay. RIP, and spirit is watching over. And we're going to go right into our station break. This is the Fellowship Hall on the Inside Out Collective on WPFW 89.3 FM. Station break, and then we'll be right back.
Khan Karan Dance Company celebrates its 42nd annual National African Dance and Drum Conference, Coming Together as One, on Labor Day weekend from Friday, August 29th to Sunday, August 31st. The conference workshops will take place at the Washington Marriott Capitol Hill and will be taught by 20-plus master dancers and drummers from Senegal, Mali, Guinea, Liberia, and the Republic of Congo. This year's concert performance will take place on Saturday, August 31st at 8 p.m. at Howard University's Crampton Auditorium and will feature guest artists from across the U.S. and Khan Karan's company and community class family. Details can be found at www.khankoran.org. That's KhanKoran.org. Or by calling 202-518-1213. WPFW, where we are changing the world one broadcast and one community event at a time.
All right, all right. Welcome back to the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks, a part of the Inside Out Collective on WPFW 89.3 FM. We're talking the spirit of Black August. If you want to join the conversation, respectfully give us a call at 202-588-0893. Dafo, before
yeah. we get
to the
Yo. Break, you yeah, I wanted to speak on Sam Cooke, but like we said, like it's nothing new under the sun. He's, you know, singing about change gonna come because it's wild times, wild as hell. You know what I mean? And years ago, he was singing about change going to come. And again, change is going to come. That's why I was like, I'm doing my best to stay optimistic and not be so defeated. I'm doing my best to see how I can take action and support and, you know, keep my head for myself and my family, my friends, my community, and the students that we serve. You know what I mean? Because yeah, we got to hold it down for them because they're the ones being a part, some of the ones that are being attacked with this, federal takeover. I wanted to shine a light on, Free DC Project. They have, they have posts or whatever, and they have workshops, all these things. It's at Free DC Project on IG, but Five Rights Everyone in DC Needs to Know. Number one, you have the right to film the police. So if you witness law enforcement interacting with a neighbor, just film it. Make sure you're out the way. Film it. All right. If you're stopped by law enforcement officers, your goal should be to leave the conversation as quickly and safely as possible. Ask them, am I free to go? Boom. Just straight to it. Am I free to go? Thanks. They say, do not consent to a search. They're allowed, law enforcement officers are allowed to pat you down outside of your clothes, but for anything more, they need a warrant. Again, for anything more, they need a warrant. So you should not agree to be searched. I do not consent to a search. If you are stopped, remain silent. Don't be rapping. Don't be doing all that extra. Just, I'm going to remain silent. I'd like to speak to a lawyer. How about it? And five is asserting these rights. So knowing your rights is a great first step. Asserting these rights is even better. But you can also get more information at freedcproject.org/rights. Definitely know your rights. And I've just been trying to stay out the way. You hear me? Like, I haven't seen too much in activity around where I stay, but I just be trying to be out the way. I don't want no interactions because I don't want the fire to rise up in my chest and I get to cussing people out. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of the fire rising in the chest, shout out to Athene Facts and Fire at Facts and Fire on IG. I personally know Athene. Good people. A DC activist, Athene, was brutalized and taken into custody last Friday night down Navy Yard Station for advocating for a young Black youth by filming their interaction with the WMATA cops. So we all know that there's a citywide curfew for juveniles 17 and under from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. daily through the 31st of August. And in the specifically in the Navy Yard area from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., targeting large gatherings of young people. So I believe, you know, she was just filming, trying to advocate. The cop said something to her and that fire. But it should be no reason why they treated her the way they did. But, you know, cops going cop, and they got in their chest and they definitely brutalized her, locked her up. But she was released on Saturday to a large crowd of protesters and supporters. And I just want to send Athene so much love, because sometimes you got to cuss people out, because it's wild what's going on. The fire has to blaze and burn, because what is going on is absurd and outrageous. So much love to Athene. We actually had her on the books to be on tonight's show. Before all of that happened, but sis needs to rest, rejuvenate, reset, and pour into herself. Because Athene be out here, giving people a piece of her mind and fighting for the people. She's been fighting for the people for the last, 4 or 5 years. So shout out to Athene. Again, this is the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks. If you want to join the conversation, 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. We got another clip coming up about Black August, right? Black August is more than a month. Let's go ahead and get into this third clip right here.
Hi, I'm Michael, and today we're talking about Black August, a special time to remember and honor those who fought for our freedom. Black August started in 1979 after the death of George Jackson while he was in prison in California. Jackson was a powerful leader who organized people in prison to stand up for their human rights and for the liberation of all Black people. He was killed on August 21st, and other men who were incarcerated wanted to make sure that his sacrifice and his work would never be forgotten. At first, Black August was only observed in prisons, but it spread to communities outside as well, becoming a month-long time to study, reflect, and build strength. It honors Black political prisoners, freedom fighters, and acts of resistance, especially the ones left out of history books because they were too bold, too revolutionary, or too honest about what needed to change. So why August? So many important things happened in this month. Rebellions led by Black people who were enslaved, the birthdays of powerful freedom fighters, and key moments in our fight for justice. August is full of powerful history. During Black August, people often fast, work out, read, study, and gather with purpose. They take a break from things like TV, social media, and unnecessary spending to sharpen their focus and grow stronger in mind, body, and spirit. Black August isn't just about remembering, it's about preparing. It reminds us that the fight for freedom is still happening, and each of us has a role in it. So what will you do this Black August? Will you read about a freedom fighter, learn a new skill, or start a new habit that makes you stronger? Let's get our minds and spirits right, because we still need freedom fighters today.
Caller.
Yes, how are you doing? Hello?
Can you Can you hear us, caller? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Absolutely. What's your name, caller?
My name is Dean. I just wanted to call in to say that, you know, when they come next to you, you know, to give you somewhat of a hard time, and they want to look in your pocketbook or go in your pocket to search you and so forth. The thing is, you know, you tell them right away that you don't agree to be searched. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they might do something, you know, to jerk you or something like that, you know, and you just have to try to be as calm as possible. And it says, you know, look, officer, I'm not resisting, but I do not agree, you know, to be searched. And you might have to let them to go ahead and search you. But, you know, you have to at least, you know, say it, you know, a little louder and, you know, try not, you know, to hold back, because, you know, once you start resisting them, that gives them an excuse to go ahead and whack you, you know, or, you know, throw you up against the car or something like that. But you still have to keep on saying, look, I don't want to be searched, you know. And, absolutely, you know, you let them, you know, do what they want to do. If they pull you over in your car and the same thing, and they want to go in your trunk, you know, you say the same thing. But the thing is, and try to have your phone on record, you know, if you can do that. But the thing is, you know, if there's somebody that's in close proximity that you can hear them, you know, that's when you might say it a little bit louder, you know. But, you know, once you start resisting physically, you know, it becomes an excuse for them, you know, to take it to the next level. And that's
absolutely
what you want to see.
Absolutely. You know, no, definitely. I agree, Dean. Absolutely. You know, the plan is to stay as calm and assertive as possible. But I do realize that once you start resisting and all of that, that gives them, you know, they feel like they can just manhandle you anyway. So we appreciate your call, your comment.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. You know, we have to pass the message, you know, and act like you're intelligent, not smarter than them, but just resist in a gentle fashion. You know, you want to walk away, you know, without getting stitches and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's hard to do, but, you know, just be smart about it.
Absolutely. Okay. Jay, you had something to say?
No, we have another caller.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dean. Peace, peace, peace. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Little Storm from Brandywine. Hello, love.
Hey, Little Storm from Brandywine. What's up? What's up?
Gosh, there's so many things. First, I want to share all the love to you all. And second, I'm having to remind myself that this is divinely orchestrated. I'm having to remind myself that our ancestors and righteous ancestors are not the only ones returning right now. I'm having to remind myself that transformation comes by way of storms, and hard trials are in fact necessary in order to establish a truth and a righteousness, and ultimately that it's, you know, what happens right here in front of us in this realm of consciousness does in fact exist first in another realm of consciousness, which would be in the hearts and minds of the people. So if we can position ourselves in such a way in our hearts and our minds to create a different reality, it will be. Mm-hmm. And that we should not expect that the transition to that reality is going to come smoothly. That's not how it happens. That's not how you birth a truth. It comes by way of hard trials. And all those things are what I'm sitting with as I have so many young ones that matter to me, and I move through the, you know, through the city myself. But these are the things I'm having to hold in my mind. So I just wanted to share that with you, and I'm open to hear back all of your responses and thoughts. I love y'all.
Oh, thank you.
Love. I hear you. I heard manifestation. I heard without struggle, there's no progress. I heard, you know, growth and revolution is not easy. It's not comfortable, but it can happen. So
It is actually happening. That's what is happening. Like, you know, contractions are real. Contractions are real. And so we have to, you know, move. We have to open and expand to the contraction. And unfortunately, blood will shed in the birthing process. Mm. That's just what it is.
Mm. How about it?
That's it. That's deep.
Yeah, no, that's real deep. Yes, thank you, Little Storm from Brandywine. We appreciate you for calling, and we appreciate the love, man.
I appreciate y'all. Peace.
All right, much thank love. You. That was good.
Both callers had something real positive and productive to say.
Absolutely, and it's so hard. It's so hard, like. You know, the first call was like, you know, be calm and all of that. It's so hard to stay calm, especially after everything that's been going on. You're like, lie after lie after lie has been told, blow after blow. And it's like, I just want to cuss you out. Like, why are you even talking to me? You know what I mean? Why are you talking to me? But, you know, we do want to live to see another day. And there's a time and place for everything. There's a time where you cuss people out. Is it where you can cuss and buck back at the law? There's a time where you can be a quiet storm, like little, you know what I'm saying? a little quiet storm, you know what I mean? And still keep your peace and your composure and not get busted all up. But it's wild. And like, you know, just realizing that there are contractions when you birth things or things are renewed. You know, it's not an easy thing to do. You have to struggle. You have to fight. You have to cry. You have to push through. You have to keep the goal in mind and stay hopeful and faithful that the goodness, the righteousness will come and prevail. You know what I mean? So I appreciate those words from our callers. Like, we don't get a lot of callers, but we got some good callers today.
Shout out to the callers. And let's get it in with our next sermonic selection, the Commodores, Jesus' Love.
Yes.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on
hesitation, 'cause he's love, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation.
I am enjoying this conversation. Go on and call us up if you want to get on this goodness at 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893.
Yeah, man. That song is strong. It's strong. You know, because a lot of the folks causing the harm to the marginalized, Black and brown, the underprivileged, say they're Christians. They say they are Christians. I'm using air quotes with Christian because it's like, you're not doing what Jesus said, dude. Jesus is love. What you mean? Jesus loved the immigrant. Jesus loved the sex worker. Jesus loved the poor and said, take care of the poor. Jesus loved the marginalized. Like, what type of Christianity is that which those people who are oppressing are, what are they subscribing to? Because that's not Christianity. They need to listen to the Commodores.
Let's get in on this good last clip. Still fighting, unpacking the revolutionary spirit of Black August.
Let's do it.
Black August. Have you ever heard of it?
They will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
While many of y'all who are about that social justice life might say yes, I'd argue that plenty more folks have no clue what I'm talking about. Today's baggage, the activism of Black August. It's summertime. And to some, this might mean beach days and barbecues. But to others, August is a month of remembrance. Black August began in the 1970s to honor the life and legacy of incarcerated Black revolutionary George Jackson, who was killed during a rebellion in the San Quentin Correctional Facility, his brother, Jonathan Jackson, and other activists who advocated for prisoners' rights, giving way to the rise of the prison abolition movement. And while Black August is observed in social justice circles, its message of Black power, resistance, and activism is critical to our existence in this country and should be more widely celebrated. But miss me with the whitewashing. So, why August, you say? Let's take a look at the month throughout history. The year 1619 is tremendously significant to African Americans because it's when the first enslaved Africans arrived in America. The date was August 20th, 1619, to be exact. Over a century later, there was the Haitian Revolution. On August 14, 1791, Toussaint Louverture led an army of enslaved people, which ultimately resulted in Haiti becoming the first Black republic in the world. Then there was Nat Turner's Rebellion, which popped off in August 1831. Overseas, Britain's Slavery Abolition Act, which abolished slavery in most of its colonies, took effect on August 1, 1834. But the legislation was first passed on August 28, 1833. Which brings us to another monumental date in Black history. Ava DuVernay highlighted August 28th in a film for the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture back in 2016. August 28th is significant because it's the date of Emmett Till's murder in 1955, MLK's I Have a Dream speech and the March on Washington, which took place in 1963, and Hurricane Katrina became a Category 5 storm and hit land in 2005. And
Hey, hey, y'all. Pardon the technical difficulties. You got a little bit more information. That's not the information we wanted you to get, but that was good information.
Information, not the information we wanted you to have. Definitely good information.
Definitely good information. Sheesh. We just gonna go ahead and wrap it up, y'all, because, yeah, but look, nobody is free till we all are free. We're so grateful that y'all tuned in and called in to mess with us here at the Fellowship Hall. Shout out to Black August. Shout out to the Black Revolutionary. Shout out to each and every one of y'all who are living and surviving through this present day struggle and attack on democracy and Black and brown people, Black youth, foreigners, immigrants, the poor. Shout out to every one of y'all. Keep up the fight.
Shout out to our callers. Thank you for calling in tonight. We really appreciate that. We love when people hear the show, give us a call, and share their thoughts about the show and what we're doing. So shout out to you. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to end on the sounds of Blackness. I'm Daffo.
Jay Barber.
And this is the Fellowship Hall. It's Sanctuary for Queer Folks. We out.